Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You are ready to roll.
Oh, hi, and welcome to Wings Tonight. And this is Monty, and I hope everybody's having a great evening this evening. It's a nice evening for cookouts and whatever you like to do this spring. It seems to be more like summer at this point, don't you think, Iggy?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's great. You've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much. New grandkids and stuff. Gardening as well, just like you.
Yeah. The gardening is great. I'm excited about it, and we'll experience my first cauliflower this year, and the lettuce, like yours, has already popped up, and the radishes,
yeah.
Ooh, those white ones are hot. I know that, so, but love it. If you like some, I can bring up some to you and your family. If you'd
yeah,
like
that'd be
those.
Awesome.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. Things are still growing.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know. I didn't plant any corn, though, this year. That's the only thing I would like to have, but didn't really have the room for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on this evening. Well, for this weekend, I'd like to talk a little bit about that. This coming weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, summer solstice will be happening down at Serpent Mound, and I'd like to invite everyone down there. Of course, it's very traditional every year, and there's lots of vendors at Soaring Eagle Resort, which is right behind and adjacent to Serpent Mound. Bev and Jim have it there at their place. And Delcy may be calling in sometime between now and 8:30. I hope so. And if not, then I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about it. I think there's over 50-some vendors there this year, and they'll have a little bit of everything from plants to workshops, lectures, all about good things about healing and about Native American and all their crafts that they make that are all handmade. And it's about, it's an experience if you haven't been there. And for those that are not living in the state of Ohio, a lot of people, make a trip there. They've been from Massachusetts, Indiana, Rhode Island. They've came as far as that to see the mound and to experience summer solstice. They have drumming and all kinds of things going on for 3 days. But I think the most interesting is the workshops and the lectures, because we have a lot of Native American people that come and do some of the lectures. We have authors there, too, as well. It's just a great experience to get together with everyone and talk with them and learn new things. Have you ever been there?
To Serpent Mound?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have you been to the summer solstice?
Yeah, I've been there before. Mm-hmm. In
well,
the past.
It's supposed to be. Hopefully this year's weather will be a lot better than it has been in the past. last year it rained for the first 2 days, and then Sunday was bright and sunshiny. So we're asking for good weather this year for all 3 days for everyone to come and visit. It's quite an experience. You can also camp, too. There's primitive camping. And also I think there's motels close by, adjacent and Peebles and Hillsborough, but I'm not sure that they're not already booked up. So...
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite an experience. I'd like to talk with the listeners tonight about where they can reach me at on Facebook. It's Monty Cummings on Facebook if you'd like to leave me a message, or Monty's Messages, also on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to just leave me some information about yourself, if you have a question, feel free to ask it. I'll get back with you. I'm also running a special this year, I'm going to try to go at least through most of the summer with this once a month when we do the shows. And I know there's going to be times when we can't do the shows because we both have commitments and things. But, the first people who sign up, the first 10 people who sign up on Monty's Messages on Facebook will get a 20-minute reading for $20. And, of course, I probably will go over a little bit for them, and we'll talk about the logistics of it, about the money later. It's not a big deal to me. I just want to make sure the right information gets out there to everyone. And I would like to offer Reiki, which is energy work, holistic healing. It's great for clearing the mind and the body and getting yourself back in perspective as to what's going on right now with the universe. It's kind of like a roller coaster ride. We go up and we go down, up and down. So many relationships, I think, Iggy, are either splitting apart or they're finding new loves, or people are just finding themselves for the first time and they're not quite sure what's going on. But just accept it and move forward. The more you struggle with it, the harder it's going to become. Just ask for what you would like to have from the universe and say thank you and fill with your heart. I think it's all about heart, you know, this year. There's a lot of things going on. We have a beauty and wellness fair. We'll be at the Anchor of Light coming up, I think it's this weekend, and that is in Powell, Ohio. And I don't have the information. I seem to be offline for some reason. I don't know why, but it's a great event about wellness and everything for good for the body. And Sherry Rathburn has it there going on, and it's just awesome. It's a beautiful place, and she represents a lot of really good energy as well. And so go on out there and just Google the address at the Anchor of Light. Go to Facebook. She also has one coming up at the end of July. If I had that information available to me, I would love to give it to you. I had it, and then I went offline. So you have to excuse me out there, everyone. Just go to the Anchor of Light website, and there's one coming up in July. I'll be there at the one in July, and I get to meet all the new people and everyone that does the practicing of different venues of their life. If we have any callers on the line, we could go ahead and start to talk with them.
Okay. I'm going to push the button. Just say hello.
All right. All right, hon. Thank you. Hello.
No, I'll call. You're on the air. Can you hear us? Okay, let me put them back on hold, okay?
Okay.
They must be listening. Let's go to the next caller. You're the lucky
caller.
All
right. Great. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you very good.
That's great. Who am I speaking with?
Speaking with Mary.
Hi, Mary. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from dreary, rainy, icky Florida. It's nasty here.
Oh,
we're just
hitting
the tail end of hurricane and day and night pouring rain. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's getting kind of bad.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. Go outside and ask the universe to split the storms and create a peaceful environment and let the storms move on. That would be awesome.
Exactly. The reason I'm calling is I'm supposed to be moving, going to a smaller apartment, which is getting ready for me. But in the meantime, I've had some emergencies where it's taken some of my money. I just had to put to sleep one of my cats, and so I'm trying to see if there's if you see any light at the end of the tunnel, if this money is going to start coming my way, so I'm able to make this up anytime soon, or anyone helping me in some respect.
All right, we kind of lost Monty here real quick, so if you could hold on one tiny second, hopefully we can get her back in. Okay, so that happens. Technology sometimes kind of gets in the way, and so, but
about retrogrades.
Yeah, so I'll put her right back on, and you just kind of let her know again what you were trying to say, because I think she got just maybe a tad bit of it. Welcome back, Monty.
Hey.
Hello again, Monty.
Hi, I lost connection there. Sorry about that, Mary.
I was just explaining. I'm in a situation now. It's I'm supposed to be downsizing. I'm trying to find ways to improve my finances. In the meantime, one of my cats had to be put to sleep, so I'm.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've got another one. Suddenly became ill, and I'm wondering. First of all, if you see me making up this money somehow pretty soon, and also if you're picking up anything on the cat that's sick right now.
I'm not a vet or anything, but I'd like to know, is he experiencing or is she experiencing the same symptoms that the other kitty did?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they were both male, and He's similar, not exactly, but similar. The other one was a lot worse, but this one started a couple weeks ago. I started noticing he was kind of listless. He's not eating as well.
Oh, gosh.
He wants to hang out outside, and he was a very strong, you know, healthy cat, tuxedo cat, beautiful.
Has he been outside and in?
Yeah, he's been in and out.
Okay. How are your neighbors?
Well, they're
are they
okay.
Good with,
I mean,
they
I'm
good with kitties.
Well, for the most part, I haven't had any problems. You don't think somebody gave them anything, do you?
Well, maybe not. Maybe they didn't give them anything, but they may have had something outside with meat that was toxic, possibly, and they may have eaten it. And you know how things have to be washed really good today. And
I didn't see, he wasn't vomiting, he doesn't seem, you know, to be, the other one, there were extreme symptoms and seizure and everything, and he had the feline leukemia when they tested him, and they had to put him right.
Okay.
This one I'm not sure, and it's day by day now, I'm not sure if I'm going to have to put him to sleep.
Right. I've had one experience with that, and it was horrible, and the gums get very white. Of course, cats are very different than dogs.
The gums are white.
I can suggest just from my own experience, one thing that does help, if you can get it and start him on it, it's good for him. It's very natural. It's colloidal silver. And you put that in the water. And it's good for people. I mean, it's in the natural book, you know, to use. So who are the doctors
that
say it?
I know
it.
People take it as well.
And animals, I put it in my animals' water every day, and it prevents viruses and actually helps with that. And I can only suggest it.
I know people take it for other concerns. I'll do some research.
Mm-hmm.
I started eating some tuna fish today, which gave me a little encouragement. But
good.
I'm kind of, you know, I'm like sitting on the fence about it, what to do. And I have I have a total of six now.
If you tell him, what is his name?
Ying Yang. He's black and white.
Oh, well, tell Ying Yang that you love him very much. But this is hard, Mary. But
no.
Cats will stay as long as they can and put themselves, just like dogs do, through all kinds of stuff. So maybe if you tell him that, this is what I tell mine, that if you can't stay, I understand. I love you, and if you need to go, it's okay. I don't want you to stay if you're hurting. And once you tell them that, sometimes it's not necessary to go to the vet, that they actually release their own energy and let go.
Right.
And I've had lots of experience with animals.
People around, a few neighbors and that, who also like this cat a great deal, and I was kind of hoping maybe somebody would step up and, you know, offer to help or in some way.
Well,
I can't do it financially. So,
the listeners, if anybody's listening tonight and you live in Florida, I'm not sure what area you live at in Florida.
I've got posts on social media.
Okay.
If they could send healing prayers anyway for Ying Yang.
That would be good. And if you're good friends with any of your neighbors, just ask them. There's nothing ventured, nothing gained, and put it out there in good hands, that it'll be positive.
I am. I'm doing that. Do you think that I'm going to make up this deficit right now on my rent? It's very important because
I understand now. Do you, may I ask you, is there every month it seems like you really have to watch things?
Yeah, you know, I've got a lot of strain with that, and
I think you feel like you're trapped.
And
I was wondering if there's any way, number one, I'd like to see you build your self-confidence back up again.
About things, I mean, but I do, you know, I do backslide when things aren't, possibly think of, and then it just is backfiring. It just hasn't come, you know, and I felt like I had no other choice, so.
So maybe at this time, are you contemplating staying where you're located at? May I ask that?
Right. I'm just moving within a complex because there is one place now that's being fixed up, and it will be freshly painted. It will be a little smaller with one bedroom, and it would be new and fresh and fixed up. So I could get more help that way, and I wouldn't have to pay a big moving cost.
I think that would be better for you. I think that you're being given the go-ahead for that. Just be afraid to do it. Just do it, Mary. This will help you with things.
It's just that because of the delay, I've had to put out more money, and that's where things got behind. But I'm just wondering, I have asked different people for help, and I've reached out in various places. I'm just wondering if you see anything coming.
If things will get better, you have to take this step in order for this to happen. In order for things to move forward for you, you're going to have to take this step. It's a little bit awkward, and there's always monetary. So the more we focus on what we don't have, the more it stays stagnant. So what we want to focus on is what you have coming in and what you're allowing around you now. You see yourself allowing money flow around you at this point and have it just flow greatly, just the green that's flowing for bills and for your kitty that you're worried about, all these worries. Give the worries to the universe. Let it go and allow them to take hold of things and take the reins this time. It's out of your control at this point.
Yes, I realize that. I know that.
And it's hard for everyone, and that includes myself, to let go of things that we know because we've been taught. We have to pay this, we have to pay that, we have to, or we lose. Well, the best thing we can do is just let go of it because the outcome is still going to be the same. If we would like change, we have to take that step forward to make the change. Once you do, you can release all the tightness around you and the ropes and things that bind. The things that we no longer need on ourselves will just fall off. You'll find yourself going forward quickly, and things will start. Just release it. Meditate on this, Mary, and just, like the monetary, allow it to come now. If you're seeking help, I'm thinking that maybe somebody may step up to help you with some food and grocery money, even extra, that there might be somebody next door. They may just bring something to your door.
Right. That's been happening because I shared with other people, so it has been coming back in that form.
Well, I think you're pretty intuitive. I mean, and you already know, but it's hard to release from this world. So just let all your fears go that hold you back and move forward with this. There's good things coming. There is. And the monetary, not to focus so much on it. Get yourself in that comfortable situation. And the kitty, go ahead and ask if you could borrow. And instead of saying, I'll pay you back next week or in 2 weeks, give yourself at least 30 days or 60 days. If you can only pay $10 to that person, say, I can pay you $10 at the end of this month. Next month, I can pay you $30. Mm-hmm. I just have to get ahead. You have to. It's very important to be upfront and honest and to watch your words and just let go and be humble with this.
Right.
And you are. You are becoming very humble, which is something that we all have to do because sometimes we get caught up in other things and ignore really what's around us. But you have good things coming. I do know that.
Okay.
As far as your kitty, they're always going to be around you, Mary. Their energy and their love, and I know you're going to miss them. Just don't hold on to them so tight. My suggestion, honestly, try the colloidal silver. There's nothing, no harm done in this. It will only help him. Putting it in the water, you can even put a little bit into his mouth so he can swallow it and take a dropper with a little bit of water into it. He may shake his head and not like it. But it's going to start a process which will help ease his pain and discomfort. I'm thinking that even if there was rodents, I'm actually picking up on something that was eaten and it got into his system. It got to their system.
Because there have been rodents around and other animals and things
I'm picking up on that. But I'm picking up the rodents were toxic. And somebody is toxically poisoning, like the ants, they put the ant traps out for the ants,
I know.
Problem.
The problem is you kill one species
right.
and you kill others, you know, and it's very hard, you know, sometimes. But I prefer to have indoor animals mostly.
Yes.
Only a couple of them go out. The newer ones I was keeping in, but the ones that were already outside ones, I was gradually trying to get them used to staying indoors.
Well, you have a big heart, and I think that's awesome.
Well, I do when it comes to animals. And
that's wonderful. They recognize that in the universe. I know you've been overwhelmed with things, and there's been a lot transpire for you, and you're mixed with emotions right now. So there is some relief coming for you, and once you walk away and then you embrace what's coming, things will be better. Expect everything to improve, because they will.
Has to.
it's there. Just allow it, Mary.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I'll be thinking of you. You can Facebook me anytime under Monty Cummings. You know, I'd like to know how things are going with you, if you wouldn't mind doing that. On Monty's messages or on Blog Talk Radio, there's a newsletter there. And comments or anything are very welcome. But I can talk with you personally. It's fine too, Mary. Okay?
All right. Thank you for your advice. I'll look into that colloidal silver.
Many blessings, and I'll be having you in my prayers and thoughts for you and your kitties.
Thank you very much. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye, Mary.
All right.
Okay. It's a hard situation. You know, there's many diseases out there today, and she's right. When that starts down the line, we toxically poison one, it kills many. And
that's true.
Do we have
very,
another
very
caller on the line?
Yeah. Here we go.
That would be super great. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Moni.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, dear. I'm good.
Good. You sound very happy and upbeat. That's good. Nice giggle. That's awesome. So things have moved forward for you. You're starting to enjoy life a little bit more, and there's been some improvement, hasn't there?
Yes, I would say so.
Good. That's good. Do you have a question for us tonight?
No, if you need one, yes, but if not, I'm just open to whatever message your spirit has.
Okay. Well, I think that the universe is shows you many things in the last, actually, couple months, and things have moved forward for you. I can feel the enlightenment around you, which means there's new friends in your life, and also the circumstances have been uplifted around you, which is good. Did you get your rose quartz?
I have one.
Okay.
Yeah,
carry it next
I had
to
a
your
rose
heart?
Quartz for, yes, I do.
Good, because your loved ones are telling me to keep that close to your heart, because that's very important for you to have. No matter what comes before you, push it aside and keep going. That's very important, and you have been doing a great job with that. They're very proud of you. It's like a new. It's like you're starting into a new beginning. You have let go of some things, and that's very important. So. Just know that your loved ones are sending the pink, which is awesome for love for you, and they wrap their arms around you. And get some flowers to put on your table. Go pick some and put on your table, and always think of those that's past that's been close to you, and tell them how much that you love them. And you can talk with them every day. Just know that. But the rose quartz, I think, came through quite clearly. So, and that was for you. And also, July, there's something coming in July for you. Some news of a little adventure you're going to take, I believe. So, look forward to that. It may just spring upon you here shortly, if you haven't already gotten it planned. It's through a friend or something that you pick up on at some of the places you go. Someone's telling you about it. I see them telling you about it and asking you if you'd like to go too. So I look forward to something good coming up in July for yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right, and appreciate you calling back, and I do remember you, and many
yes,
blessings
for
you.
Yes, that was October of last year.
Yes, I remember
your name. You have a great memory. Yeah.
I do, very much. I do.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And many blessings. Just have a great evening, Sophia.
Same to you, Moni. Thank
you
both.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. That's good.
That
you
nice.
Care about people. You care about people. You remember them.
I do. I remember everyone, mm-hmm. whether I talked with them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And every seems like every moment somebody enters my thoughts and I send out good things. You know, we can't always help with monetary, but what's most important is to help with the intention of the thoughts that go out there. The more the intentions go out and the prayers and the thoughts for to encircle them for things to get better and
mm-hmm.
to be uplifting on how beautiful they are, I think that's very important for everyone to understand. It's not
very
about
good.
Monetary. So, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Well, do we have another caller?
Yeah, let's take a really quick break, give you a little second to regroup.
Thank you.
And we'll
thank
come
you.
Right back, okay? Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio is trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to Moni's Messages, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and I'm producer Iggy, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Iggy, mm-hmm. very much.
You're welcome.
Wow, I'm surprised you're not barbecuing out this evening.
I'm with
nice
you.
Evening.
I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah,
rather,
that's cool.
It's about to rain over here, I think. It looks like it's getting really cloudy really quick.
It's pretty nice here, and the nice sky. And
mm-hmm.
a nice temperature this evening, so this is good. And I didn't know it was raining in Florida and having a hurricane down there. That really shocked me. I wasn't aware of that. So
yeah, they're having some weather right now.
Some big issues. I would like to see the weather just rain only of a night and have beautiful days. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, do we have another caller on the line?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
313, you are next.
All right.
Hello, Moni.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. Where are you calling from this evening?
From Detroit.
Detroit. Oh, wow. Hall of Fame up there, I think. Isn't that Detroit, the Hall of Fame? That sounds like, are you calling from a car?
No, I'm outside, but no,
I'm
not calling from a car.
It sounds like there's a little bit of interference.
Yeah, we're getting some interference, some feedback. Maybe,
okay.
Maybe the house phone
is. How about this? Is this better?
Yeah,
yeah, that's better. That's much better.
Okay.
Sound like there was a motorcycle on the line. So you're calling from Detroit, and is this your first time listening to the show?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not, Dwight. If do you have something you'd like to ask us this evening?
Yeah, just general reading is.
Well, I'd like to know what the show is about. If you have a certain question or if something's coming in for you. Is this about a relationship or something, Dwight?
Relationship?
Yeah, is this something about somebody around you or close to you?
Well, I was curious about, where do you mean, like, physically or spiritually?
Well, it can actually be either. I know that you have someone that passed, but I'd like to think more of what is going on right now with around you and your thoughts.
Well, while I was listening, I was thinking about who is around me, some, you know, spirit, like somebody on the other side.
Right. So the person that you lost, were you able to contact them and talk with them before they passed?
I don't know. I was just wondering. There's nobody that I know passed recently, so.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be recent. I mean, to them, it's recent.
Okay.
To them, it's recent, but to us, it's forever. You know, if we lose a parent, it could be 10 years for the parent, 6 years for the parent, a good friend, a close friend. Has been a lot of people with suicides and things like that that have passed, and people think that they don't get to cross, and they do. That we would never not be allowed to cross over. There's just a lot that entails in between, you know. But if you have a direct question tonight, you know, that would be great. If there's something you're wanting to ask, and you know, to pertaining to someone that's crossed. And where are you at in your life? Are you where you want to be?
No. I'm confused about that.
Yeah. Have you tried meditation or anything like that? Have you looked into meditation?
Yeah, I've been trying to meditate a little bit.
Things that's happened to us in our lives, Dwight, we sometimes tend to blame ourselves, or why couldn't we, why didn't we should have, or why didn't I know that? But we have to let things like that go, because the longer we hold on to things like that, the longer it confuses us. That's what we're supposed to be doing here in this life. And if you have focus on something you'd like to do for yourself, I mean, like school or a job, if you wanted to go to school and you quit, if you had a job and you lost the job. So you can't get discouraged. You have to keep going. You have to know there's another one. You're very qualified to do whatever you want to do here. Sometimes the input from people is negative, but that's the time you don't surround yourself with those type of people. You need to surround yourself with positive. I feel that you need more positive people around you about finding yourself. And I would like to suggest maybe getting some, if you can, if you know of someone that does energy work on the body, called Reiki, or, you know, there's holistic healing, healing touch. There's many different modalities of it. If you could get to someone, even a friend that does that, and make sure they are representing something good for you. I want to see you surround yourself with a little bit better friends. It seems like your friends are kind of scattered. They come and they go. And I'm not sure about your family, to be honest. I think your family, they seem distant from you all except one. Is it a cousin, I think, maybe possibly, or something, a female that comes and goes. But I would like to see you be more positive and have more self-confidence in yourself. We are all equal here, no matter what has been programmed in our mind. It's not true. We are all equal as far as knowledge. We may look different, be taller, be shorter, you know. So you have to look in yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that. Say, I love me. I do. I love you. Say, I love you. And tell yourself that every single day, because we don't want those mixed emotions of the underlying depression, because it what people say hurts us. And it's like, I don't know why they want to do that to me, because it just centers in your mind and stays there. You're a very good person. No matter what has happened to you in your life, leave it behind you. If there's something you have to correct, try to get that taken care of and move forward for yourself. I would like to suggest some books from Louise Hayes, you know, books on angels. I know that you probably had dreams and seen things and been scared, and there's other times you've had good dreams or you've reached out to someone that has passed a long time ago that you wish you could have that time back. But you have to move forward now because you do have family that has passed. No matter what happened while they were here, they love you and they are behind you. Whatever was here is left behind and they love us very much, you know, our family and friends. Even if we don't know our complete family, or, you know, there's a lot of cases where people were adopted and never got to know their family. Their family, some of them, is there, and it all will be explained. And there's no question of love. But you have to love yourself and to be able to move forward. I feel that you're very artistic. I'd like to see you move with a little bit of that. I don't know whether it's with cars or with paper, but if you could do that for yourself, I think it's very important.
You said cars, like driving car, like automobiles or paper?
Yes, automobiles. Like if you could help put one back together or paint it. I feel like you have an art design somewhere in you to do that. I feel like that you have been interested in cars, and I feel like that you also have been interested in drawing things. And then you kind of got totally away from it. Don't ever be discouraged. We can do anything we want here. We actually can.
Yeah.
And your situation will improve, but you have to let go of the stuff that's bogging you down and move yourself forward and take that step. There's no fall. You won't fall. You know, I always say to everyone, there's nothing ventured if nothing is gained. And you don't know if you can't try, and tomorrow's never promised, so you take that step now. We always say tomorrow. So maybe procrastinating a little bit on some things, I'd like to see you go ahead and take that step and not be scared anymore for yourself. There's good things that are arriving. Allow them to come in. But to wake up in the morning, no matter what your situation is, Dwight, look at yourself, even your hands and your feet, and be thankful and say, I love you. I'm glad you all work. I'm glad I have you. And thank you, universe. And just do the best you can every day. And stay away from the negative. Stay away from the negative. It just seems like you're having a little bit of a delay right now, and you've had them off and on. But life hasn't been easy. I do know that. I feel it. I feel you've had good things, but they left. And then good things will come back. Just know that. So take yourself out of where you're at and look at a better situation and what's around you. Changes are coming. Maybe a little bit challenging, but I think you're up for it. Okay?
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
Pardon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think we lost him.
Calling in. Okay. All right. Well, I hope he stays positive. I felt very lost with that call. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I hope that he stays positive and keeps moving forward. You know, it gets hard when things surround you and suffocate you, because they like to do that right now. They're doing their last ditch effort to show us what they have. And we can look at that, or we can think, well, I know it's not going to be like this in a day or two. It's going to be better because I'm going to make it better.
Right.
So that's hard. Life's not always easy, and it's not always just a simple question out there for everyone. The circumstances they have for themselves and what we're trying to get out of today, everyone is trying to move out of where they're at into a better situation or to make their situation better. Not just
that.
Family, but home life. And everybody is so different in their personality that they don't want to let go of things that they can only see one viewpoint. You know,
that's true.
And it's so hard. We always must keep our minds open and not, you know, close them off to that. And then it makes our self-discipline go to the wayside. And our minds must be intact right now because we're receiving great information from the universe that is moving us forward. And we're highly intelligent. Every person here is. So I'd like to see us all move forward and just know that it can happen. No matter how much, you only stay stuck if you want to be stuck.
It's true.
just rely on friends and family and pull them in and tell them, I need help.
I like to think I'm highly intelligent at some level.
You are. You know it. You are. You're silly. You're funny. And the picture he sent across on Facebook, oh, my gosh.
No, which picture? Which picture?
All of them sometimes, you know, when you send them of yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're funny.
Very questionable. What is he doing now?
What's he doing today?
Yeah.
I watched the video of the ice cream eating and laughed my butt off. So.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, I wrote a song about all my – I wrote a song all about my friends. Did you hear that one?
No, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, I have to play it for you. It's on my Facebook page, but I can play it at the end of the show, towards the end of the show if you like.
Okay, that would be great. I would like that.
Pretty cool.
I'm sure the listeners would too.
All right.
Okay. All right. Did we have someone else on the line?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Okay.
617-466, you are on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yes.
First time we've had someone from Massachusetts.
Yay.
Yay. Where all the fish are.
Yes.
So have you listened to the show before? Is this your first time tuning in?
No, it is not.
Great. If this
no,
is your
is
first
not.
Time, I think I've talked with you, though. I don't think I have talked with you before.
I don't think you have. Yeah.
No. So, do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, I do. It's in regards to a relationship. Well, a relationship coming forward. I've been out of the dating arena for about close to 10 years. And
wow.
Yeah. By choice. And it's okay. It's okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best things that I could have done for myself after I divorced. So there's really no hard feelings or anything.
You know, you found yourself. You went out and found yourself, experienced things.
And I'm really grateful for what I've experienced.
That's wonderful. And you're definitely moving forward. And now you have to know all the answers now.
Yes, I do.
And I wonder where this is going. Is this going to contemplate anything serious? And where will I be in a year? It's always like,
I'm not even thinking that. Actually, I'm not even thinking that far. To me, it's like, I'm not even going there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll cut you that little bit of slack on that.
Right. Please do.
Okay.
10 years has been a long time. Haven't I suffered enough?
Right. I understand. What would you like to happen with this relationship? Let me ask you that.
Well, actually, I don't have one. I don't have one. There was someone that I thought maybe, I wouldn't say it was a relationship. It could have been a relationship because he's young.
Well, that's okay because, you know, not all souls that come in are the same age. Some are way younger, some are older.
This
and
is true.
Some are, you know, they're all different genres.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it took me by surprise that I would be attracted to someone young. It just surprised me. But what I'm finding is that, you know, again, to me, I'm looking, okay, could this turn into a relationship or could it turn into, and I'm going to keep it, you know what, I know this is PG, could this turn into, you know, an experience? Okay.
Right. Yes, I understand.
I know you understand.
That's funny, Lisa. So are you still
I'm still waiting.
Now?
I'm still waiting for him. I'm still waiting for him to make the move, but I'm becoming very impatient.
All right.
And my energy is kind of moving like, okay, I'm losing interest very quickly.
Mhm. I understand that. And because you're a stronger sign. Are you a fire sign?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I thought maybe you might be. So it's like you're feeling the need to move on at this point. It's like once had you interested, you're kind of losing interest in the charm of this.
Yes.
But it's still there, but you're like, you're wanting to seek a little bit more, I guess, meaningful things for yourself and have the extra rewards at the end and things, you know.
Yes.
But I think that you have actually grown a lot spiritually and definitely emotionally.
Yes.
And
because I never would have thought that way.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have thought that way many, many years ago. It would have been, I would have stuck around and would have tried to find something that would have hooked my interest.
Oh, yeah. And all the changes that you're going through and have been through, they definitely are going to bring benefits for you.
Yes.
Definitely, that's for sure. Ones that you desire, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're going to be rewarded for all this. I do know that. But don't let anything distract you from what you really want. Sometimes those are just fun. That's there to fill a void in your life, you know, for yourself.
Mm.
Sometimes it makes you feel healthy and vibrant. Absolutely. And I suspect there's another one coming. But the way you opened up to this one as a friendship, try that with another person opening up to a friendship.
Mm.
A change, a little bit of a change,
true.
You know, as to things you're doing. Are you? You're not going to relocate, though, are you? You're at where you are in Massachusetts.
Yes, but I'm open. I'm open, you know, for.
Okay.
You know, if anyone or anything comes along where I can, you know. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good. That's good to know. For right now, though, you're going to stay exactly where you're at.
Yes.
And but how's your movement on the outside of your home? Are you getting out there enough? And enjoying music and things
that
like that?
I'm not. That
oh,
I am
no.
not. And that has to change.
It does. And you already recognize that.
Yes.
So let me ask you, what's stopping you? What is stopping you? You look in the mirror. I've said this before. Say, I love you. I'm going to be great at this.
Mm.
And I'm going to allow good things to come. And
nothing's stopping me. Nothing's stopping me. I mean, I actually have a partner in crime. I have a girlfriend. We're both in the same boat. And I know if I say to her, hey, do you want to go to this club tonight? Or do you want to go out for a drink? You want to dinner? She would be right there in a heartbeat.
Then do it. Go to a function. Go to a large gathering or a function.
Mm.
If you want to be around more spiritual people, go get a drum and start drumming. You'll be great. Great people.
Yes.
I think there's some other avenues for you to explore yet that you haven't tried. You can research the groups on Google or anything on the internet for drumming, spiritual groups. If you don't like that group, then find another one. I mean, you can tell if they're positive or not. I can't find if all groups have got all positive. You know,
That's
we have a few slackers, but it's so tiring.
That's true.
But it just takes a minute or two for them to get back in the sink. But, you know, I think that open up other avenues to the same thing. Instead of contemplating, you know, change it up a little bit. Go to some music gatherings. With a free concert. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
And start laughing and joking. And when you turn to that person and you smile and look away, don't look away. Just start a conversation with them. Just start talking to them and say, hi. Hey, I'm Lisa. How are you? And, you know, you're going to meet a new friend. You might exchange numbers. You may not want to, but you may want to. But,
it's true.
You know, and just close yourself up. Use your psychic abilities, the intuitiveness that you're given as to whether, don't question every little thing. Like, I don't like your shoes or his hair's a little funky.
Right,
But work on that. His personality, he's just as in the same boat that you are. Only his lifestyle might be a little different.
Right.
But, and lots of people out there looking right now. But I think just change a few things up and get out there a little bit more into different venues for yourself. I think you'll be happier. I think you're already happy. I love your personality. It's great.
Well,
you're
thank
full
you.
Of fun. Welcome. Full of life. And take your partner in crime and say, let's do this. And
yes, it's funny because I was talking to her about it today. I'm like, you know what? We need to get out and do something more. Because we, again, I look at, when I look at her, I see myself. When she looks at me, she sees herself. I'm like, what are we doing? We're talking about how we want meet guys, and what do? We sit at home, the two of us.
You giggle and laugh, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
So just go outside, take a step out the door, get in the car, have nothing planned, be spontaneous. If you've got a list of different things you saw you wanted to do, go check each one out and just drive to one of them. Don't plan it. Just take. Let's just head over this direction and see what's going on. Like Dayton has the same thing in Oregon District and the Green. You go to different places. They have music on the weekends.
I
think music would be great for you guys. I think that would really jazz things up for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, where I'm at in Massachusetts, that's always something happening somewhere.
Oh, I would say. That would be a great place to go visit. I'd love to visit there sometimes.
Oh, it's fantastic. There's always something to do. And especially in the summer, there's just always something to do at Government Center. It's just, or anywhere. I mean, there's always something.
So
And majority of it's free.
Well, this weekend, if you've got a nice weekend coming up, grab your partner. And I'm going to ask you, do you know a Carol? Do you have a friend named Carol or an acquaintance?
I have a friend named Carla.
Okay.
Yes.
Is she your close friend?
We're starting to become close. Yeah, we get very private with each other. Yeah.
Okay. Well, get three of you together and go. And she may be needing a little bit of time away.
I think
so.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, absolutely.
You're intuitive. You need to start using those skills you were given. You know, read up on some things of how to develop your intuitiveness, your psychic abilities.
Right. That's true.
To colors and things. Start seeing auras on people. It's wonderful. To see auras and enlightenment. It's great. It's a really good thing to do.
Okay.
But I think you're a fire sign. I think you'll stay on the right road. I think you'll find what you're looking for, or it will find you soon. And it probably will be this summer. But I think you're going to have so much fun that you're going to start
I'm ready for fun.
Yeah.
I'm ready for fun.
And you'll find out when one comes in, you're going to have more than one. So
more than
remember
one.
That. More than one person come in as your good friend.
Really?
So you'll have
one. Do you see one of them moving into something more?
Yes, I do. I think he'll be a little bit later in the summer, but you may meet him in the next month. June and July are big months for people, and I love those months as far as getting out and doing picnics. Get a group gathering together of your friends. Ask them to bring a friend and have a picnic somewhere in the park and
just have fun
with it.
What a great idea.
You know, just do it. You can do this, I know. And write me on Facebook. Let me know how things went.
I will.
And also I'm doing the readings, you know, probably this month and next month, 20 minutes, $20.
Okay.
And if you'd like to do that, and if you just want to drop me a line, say this is what's going on in my life, I'm doing great, we'd love to hear from you.
I will definitely do that. I will
definitely make
a point to do that. Well, thank you. Beautiful reading.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you. Many blessings to all of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Nice evening.
You too,
Alrighty.
Lisa. Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow, what a great lady. I liked her. I liked her spunk and personality. It was awesome.
That was really cool.
She's going to have a good summer. So.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. Because
Moni said so.
Moni's angel said so. Those angels, they pop in all the time. They do.
Yeah.
I sent a picture out on Facebook last week. I think the clouds are changing. There had been like some rain, and I looked up and I said, "Oh my gosh, I have to get this picture." And I think we just came back from Hocking Hills, and the kids are in the back seat, and my son's one of my son's really good friends. was with us, and she had a great time with the kids. And I took this picture, and I couldn't believe it. It was just, you know, amazing. So I put it on Facebook, and I thought, wow, that's the first time I've ever gotten one. It's just, you asked for something. I asked for something for the planet, and then the angel appeared. So
awesome.
So, yes, I know it is. Wonderful. Great. So how's your summer going? Are you got all these plans for everything this summer? Are you taking another vacation?
No, my life is a vacation, you know?
I know, it is. It truly is. It's fun. You have an amazing life, and you have an amazing family and friends.
I could go places and do things, but I just make fun. Every day, just make the best of it, enjoy it. Sometimes we wait for the weekend, and it's like, why are we waiting for the weekend? You can do all kinds of cool stuff during the week. Maybe you're just tired from work and stuff, but.
Yeah, that's true. I've been into the gardening thing, so.
Yeah, the gardening's
so much,
fun.
There's been so many things popping up quickly, and my beans came up. I had them in, and three weeks later, the first set came up, and then I put two more rows out, and they came up in 3 days. It's like, what? I know. And it was like, that's never happened. It
She's
was like,
got
you're
the
not
magic
supposed to come up
touch.
Yet. That green thumb got greener, I think.
Yeah.
But it made me feel really good. And it's like, that fresh produce is just good for summer. It's good for the body to have.
I got a lettuce patch.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I got like a whole lettuce patch, like a box of lettuce, just threw a bunch of seeds in there. Whatever happens.
I did that in the center of the garden with the lettuce and the spinach and arugula.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm confused where I put it and what came up.
No.
So, but it's like all green and some of the lettuce has red, the red lettuce.
Yeah.
The kale actually is up. But I don't know if you have peppers or not. Do you have peppers?
Yeah, I planted some more today. They're hot peppers. Well, everything seems to be growing a little slower this year. I think it's just because the weather's been unpredictable a little bit. It's either been too chilly or too wet or.
Doing it.
Yeah.
They're growing but slow, but that they're the only ones growing slow besides the chives.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, like, popped up pretty well, and I was concerned with them growing like they should, you know, so.
My corn's the same way. Like every year I grow corn, I try to like sow it and get it ready, and it just doesn't shoot up like I want. I don't know. I'm going to give up on corn.
Wow, corn's good.
Corn's good. I like corn.
Do you try magnesium on it?
I should try that.
Salt?
I put some fish fertilizer on today, some fish pellets, and that usually gives a little bit of nitrogen to the soil and stuff, so. It's kind of like
that's
fish
nice.
Food almost.
I didn't
and
know
you
that.
Can, yeah, you can either put it in the ground or you can actually put it on top. If you put it on top, you have to water it like right away. And you just let that, you do that. So that's what I was doing before I came in. Yeah, we'll find out.
Well, let me know. I put magnesium on there from like Epsom salt, but it's for the garden. And it's the same thing. I had no idea. And it really perked a lot of the tomato plants up. And I think that's probably what the beans liked. So.
Yeah, that's true. Magnesium will do that, and Epsom salt will do that. That is correct.
I had no clue. It was pretty cool, though, to see them pop up that quick. It's like, whoa.
When they turn really green. They turn really green.
Yeah, yeah, they're very green.
Right.
They're very cool looking. I can't wait for the beans part of it now. The beans. Yeah, I didn't plant any beets this year. Just those white radishes, the icicles, those things are just hot. I like hot things, but those are hot on the tongue. They burn your tongue. So,
you like the hot.
The hot stuff, yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Okay.
So do we have another caller waiting?
Yeah, we have a caller, and their number is 314-303.
Okay. I want to tell everybody real quick. That to call 646-595-3440. That's with Insight Radio, and you'll be live on the air with me this evening. And Iggy is doing the production work here and making sure we stay on, and he's always a delight to have on my show. So who am I speaking with now?
You are speaking with your friend Anne, just calling to say hello.
Hi, Anne from Missouri. How are you?
Yeah. I am great. I'm feeling called to move out of my house, and we're taking a fact-finding trip. So I'm wondering what you see in terms of where we'll find a place.
Are you moving or just moving into it?
My mind is ready to go. My husband is not.
Oh, wow. So you have looked at different things around. You're not going to move out of the state, though.
Yeah, we are.
You are?
That's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal. We're looking at moving west.
Oh, wow. What corner is your state? What corner is Missouri for you?
We are in the middle. We're on the east side. We're in St. Louis. We're right on the border of Illinois.
Okay,
but we're looking
so
at moving, west into the mountains.
Into the mountains. Wow. Oh, my gosh, Anne, I didn't know. You're getting farther away.
Yeah, I know.
And
are you
ready?
I am ready.
I think you're ready, and you want to make those plans, and you're ready to do this. You're very knowledgeable, and you're very right on, and I'd like to see your husband listen a little bit more. and he does, but he has his own ideas, too. Just sit down and throw some things in a hat. Shake it up, toss it out. Each of you take your turns on picking. If you don't agree on the first one, take it not past the second if you're looking for the mountains. I know that, are you going to build or just look for a place itself? Are you looking for property?
Property with a little building on it, hopefully,
or two.
Okay, all right. And just kind of away from folks.
Okay, that would be good, wouldn't it? That would be great. It'll ease your mind a little bit. I think I don't know how soon you want this, but it's going to take a little bit more planning. You know, you're just going to have to get in the car and do it. Good. And when you find your spot, you're going to see it, and it's going to be a view that will be shown to you that both of you will agree on. It will just be not where you have planned, either one of you. It will be close. It may be a little farther out than you want. A little farther out than you're wanting to go, because I know you want to be in the countryside in the mountains, but I think that he's wanting to be a little closer to things where, you know, if he has to go somewhere, has to do something, it's not too far out.
Yeah.
And you're ready to just say, I can make it here. But you can do that, you know. And I think that you're going to really open his mind up. You have already. I think he's dragging his feet a little bit. Don't worry. He'll lift him up, and soon he'll just take off. He has to see it right in front of him.
Every time I've found a place to live, it's always been very clear knowing for me. So I figure it will be again.
Yes, it will be. I think you already have it in your mind. What it looks like.
Yeah, I have dreamt of, since I was a child, I've dreamt of the place.
And I think you'll find it. And this is, there's a creek down below. Where your house will be.
Cool, he wants that.
Good. Yes, he does. The water is good for you, too, to listen to. I think that will happen. It'll be like on the side of something. It's going to just be beautiful. There's pastures and meadows, but right there is woods. And on the side of this mountain, it's just a place of tranquility, because there's actually going to be flowers in the area that you want. You are visualizing wildflowers and things like that. It's just where you can see the horizon of the sun coming
up. The horizon sun. So we're high up.
Yeah, you're a little higher up. You're going to have one of those roads to get to your house. So it's going to be a little further than you both thought, but it's going to be well worth it. Because the scenery will be amazing. And the peace of mind for what you're looking for.
Yeah, fresh energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we just need to get away from what we're living in here.
Absolutely. It's cluttered right now, and it's consumed both of you. And he holds it in his mind a lot. I'd like to see him release it and let go of these things, because he will once you reach to where you're going. you have to plant lavender for some reason. I'm being told you have to plant lavender.
At the new place.
Yes. You have to have it. You have to have it. You'll find this place. I'm trying to think of, I'm getting something and I can't get it clearly. All I see is like these wildflowers, I should say, all around you. And there's this dirt road leading to your property. And below on the side is this creek that winds down. And that's just, it's a picture. It's like you could take a picture and you can paint. You'll be able to paint and things, and that would be wonderful.
Do you see any lakes around us?
Yeah, it's farther down. It's a little farther down. So, I mean, it might be about a 15, 20-minute drive, but it won't be too bad once you get off the mountain. So, it's more like behind the mountain, actually, off and behind it. It's not in front of it where you're going to see it. You won't really realize what's behind there. There's actually going to be a pond, some sort of pond leeway from someone else close by for water.
Okay.
You're going to make some great friends. I know that.
Yay!
Really nice friends. I know. That's awesome, isn't it?
I hope they're artist friends.
That would be good. I'm sure you will. Are you not going to come to Serpent Mound this year, are you? You're not going to be
what
able to. You won't be able to come to Serpent Mound.
No. I wanted to, but we're going to do a fact-finding trip, and I got so much work here, so.
Yes.
But I sort of wanted to. I love Serpent Mound on the solstice.
It's going to be a new adventure this year. I feel like something's about to break there for the good. Yeah, absolutely.
I hope break in a good way because I love that place.
It is. It's been a little bit split, and it's teetering more into the lighter zone right now. So you're going to miss meeting my students. I'm going to have my students there this year. They're graduating from so it'll be awesome for them and their new journey ahead for themselves.
Cool.
I know. But
I'm sure
you
really opened a lot of hearts.
I like doing that, whether I get to actually teach them. I just like to do that. And I think it's important. Sometimes we forget ourselves, though, you know, along the way.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to start thinking about that, too. And it's hard to incorporate that. It's like, oh, I'd rather do someone else. I really would.
Yeah. I know, me too.
Yeah.
It's easier to give love than it is.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Whether we see them in person or send it through the airwaves, you know. So, I know you're very intuitive, and you're making a good move. This is the right move. And do you think by the end of summer, in September, you'll be there? And think
I don't know
we'll
be there,
be
but I'm hoping we'll have found it and, you know, been able to make it happen.
I'm seeing that you're finding it in August, that you're going to decide yes. I think you both will already decide when you find it, but it's getting the rest of everything in the works.
Yeah.
And
August may be having it.
Yeah. I think August
That's
is
cool.
good, isn't it? I think that it's going to happen very quickly, so be prepared that once
I'm
you
ready.
Open it, you know, I know you are, once you open it, just jump right in, and you know you can do that. You know you can.
And then you guys will have to come. You and Iggy come out and visit the mountain.
I would love to. I would love
That'd be
to.
Awesome.
That would be great. We can get a road trip going.
Road trips are good.
Yes, they
road
are.
Road trip.
They're, I hear that. All the listeners, third trip, we're going to Ann's house.
Yeah, follow the blog. You can see where we're going.
That's true. That's true. I think it would be great. I think you'll be – I see you building something, Ann, so.
Really? Oh, that doesn't sound like my husband.
I know, but I see that something is not finished. I see everything in place, but it's something there that's not finished, and I think you're going to want to finish it. So,
cool.
And it's exactly the way you pictured it in your dreams.
A little hard work never hurt anybody.
That's right. And he will get into it and he will like it. He will breathe that air and feel the freedom.
Oh, and the dogs will love it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know it. You know they will. You'll have to put little beepers on those, too. So, You'll have to put the beepers on and then the low lights for nighttime. So, because they'll be out tracking.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think in August will be your find. I think don't contemplate hard on this. I think make it easy. The less
flow.
Stress on you, the better. Yeah, the less stress, the better right now. So, you know,
yeah.
Everything that's in front of you, the clutter move away and stay on the straight and narrow where you have to be.
Cool.
I think it's very important. And, yes, you will have definitely new friends.
I love
absolutely.
New friends.
It'll be near, you do, I know. You will be near a small town, but you can adventure toward a bigger town a little bit further down the road. It won't be too far away.
Cool.
So, but I stay in touch, please. I would miss you if
I will.
You didn't.
I know, me too.
You enlighten me, so...
Well, I send you love all the time. I hope you feel it.
I feel that. I send you love back. And you just pop
good.
In my
thanks.
Head. So I would love
okay.
to, I would love to see you again. So good luck on everything. Many blessings forward for your journey and your new place.
You too.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, love you, Anne.
Okay, you
thank
too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, she's a great lady. She is an artist and a very... beautiful person. I got to meet her a few years ago at Serpent Mound, and she brought her dogs, and they were great. Little,
nice.
They were corgis. Yeah, she's an awesome person. She's very,
corgis.
Very intuitive. Yes. They were corgis, and they were funny.
Are funny.
They are.
Where's your legs,
they're
buddy?
Great. I know. It's like, what happened to them? They're
like big dogs
with
short legs. They're
I
a big Iggy dog.
Yeah, it's funny. You're being funny. I'm sure she's listening. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome she gets to move, though. I'm very happy for her. It's
mm-hmm.
something that I know they wanted to do, and I'm glad they're doing it. It will be a great adventure out west. So, and to the mountain.
Go.
They'll become mountain people. So,
mountain people.
Mountain people.
Going to be mountain people.
Absolutely. That's a good interpretation there.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Have you, is there anyone else that's wanting to have anything to say tonight or ask a question?
Yeah.
Or anything?
Hold one
okay.
second.
Okay.
All right.
That was quick.
That was fast. How much, how faster do you want to go?
No, not too fast. Just make sure
okay.
everybody gets their time. We can go slow.
Yeah, we'll try to get everybody.
Okay.
You're listening to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
I am good. This is Delcy.
Hi,
with the Princess Serpent Mound.
Yay. I'm glad you called. That's awesome. So this is great. So
yeah,
I'm glad you made the time to do that. That's great. It's good to hear from you. And now you can enlighten all the listeners about the summer solstice
yes,
coming up on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and how to get there and what's going on. And you can take it from here. You got the mic.
Okay. Well, it's next weekend. June 17th, 18th, and 19th. It is adjacent to Serpent Mound on Soaring Eagle Retreat, which is a fancy name for a field that we all love. And you can come to Serpent Mound, and the parking there is $8, and visit the park and come over and enjoy. We have about 50 or 60 vendors this year and 3 days of workshops and lectures and hikes through Serpent Mound and around the area, talking about things like edible native plants and the history of the area. And we even have a night sky tour this year. So
oh, that'll be great.
Lots to do. Yeah. And we have the drumming both Friday and Saturday nights. Friday night, we try to go more on the Native American beat, and on Saturday night, we do a more international free-for-all. We never know what's going to show up on during the drummings. We usually have glow-in-the-dark hula hoops for sure. But sometimes we have glow-in-the-dark poi balls that show up and start getting danced with, or inflaming hula hoops. Or one year we got surprised in an entire fire dancing troupe showed up, and just the crowd was amazed for 20 minutes, mesmerized totally. So, the workshops and lectures all kind of pertain to Serpent Mound and different things that have to, you know, go along with it. And as you and I have talked in the past and discussed, there's a whole variety of stuff from just the history of the land, from who built Serpent Mound to the story behind Serpent Mound and the land that's there, whose hands it went through, and all the different little stories associated with it, to the energies there, and the crazy things that show up, like crop circles across the road, you know.
Oh,
so.
Really? That's true. That's so true. We'd like to see another one of those show up. So.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
It would be.
Yeah, as long as it's real and not somebody just going out there and stomping it down and saying, there's one. No.
we don't need those. No, absolutely not. No, we're asking for a real one to just pop up. I know Jeff would like that. He would just probably be like the Roadrunner, beep, beep, and he's gone. You know, he would be right over to it. Oh, gosh.
Yep,
I know
that
the Native American, a lot of the different nationalities of Native Americans will come there, too, and they have different crafts and things like that, and their speakers and things, and that's always nice and interesting to listen to, I think, and to talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had the pleasure last year of talking to the Hopi Indian chief, I believe, was next to me, and he was awesome. He was very knowledgeable about what was going on right now. And was very in tune to things, and that just blew my mind. So I loved it. I did.
He was very, very down to earth, centered person. Just earth centered, you know, kind of deal. He was very personable, very, like you said, just tuned in. I mean,
he left
everyone that he talked with just in awe, kind of deal.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes. And for life of me right now, my brain is going dead as to what his name was.
I know. I can't think of his name either, but he always had his red bandana on, you know. And but he had so much knowledge.
Grandfather Mahudi.
What, yes.
Yeah, the, Clifford Mahudi. That's what his name was, Clifford Mahudi.
I enjoyed it very much. And I think he blew a lot of people's minds with the truth about, you know, what is going on right now. And we can't go backward, we have to go forward. And I just was in awe listening to him, because he was the only one that had the courage to actually put that out there and speak the truth.
That's
and
true.
Talk about it. I think that was wonderful. But I enjoy meeting everybody. And then you have primitive camping and stuff too. I wanted to talk about that, with people coming out of state to stay there and things. So,
yes, there is some sites. Again, this is a field. We have portalettes out there, and the park has running water. And other than that, there's no shower houses and all that stuff. If you can't find, we have about three or four campgrounds within five miles of us, 5 to 15 miles. And if you can't find a spot there, we can try and find you a place. We have most of our camping is for the drummers, the vendors, the speakers, and the volunteers. And then we're about to run out of field.
I think so. I just figure every year. Your mom and dad's going to have to get some more property. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure they love to hear that. So.
Yeah. Well, one of the really interesting things there's lots of interesting things that's going to be discussed this year. We have our keynote speaker is Bill Romaine, who's coming in to talk with us about, you know, Dr. William Romaine, who is writing a book on Serpent Mound, his mm-hmm. Serpent Mound project, which took place like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and he's finalizing all that book.
That's great.
And then Jeff is going to be speaking right after him, who just recently rediscovered something by viewing old archival records from the Peabody Museum, which was where all of the stuff that Putnam found went to in the late 1800s. And Putnam on one map mentions that there's a double dotted line that is a circle, called it Fort Post. And Jeff has reviewed that and found really a lot of interesting synchronistic things that could explain what that is. Now, Jared Burke, who's an archaeologist that does ground-penetrating radar, will actually be at Serpent Mound on Saturday when the ARC has some activities and stuff going on over there as well, which mm-hmm. ARC of Appalachia is the one that manages the park.
Right.
And later in the year, he's actually going to be doing the entire park with ground-penetrating radar. So this... These post holes could possibly be found with that ground penetrating radar. And so it's like a lot of this is happening right now. And what's the really interesting thing is this circle has the same arch, or the arc of the circle,
yes,
fits within the arc of the layout of Serpent Mound.
Does it really? That's interesting.
Yes, it does.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's intriguing. That's definitely intriguing. I can't wait to find out.
So the question is it a wood hinge? Is it a wood hinge, or is it something else? It's hard to tell. But it's an interesting new find, and that'll be a fun discussion. That'll be discussed next week, and we'll be doing a bunch of different things, hikes and talks and lectures and stuff, and you'll be doing a talk and a workshop that weekend, right?
Right. I will be, and I think I really would like to see a lot of children come to the workshop itself teach them the movement of energy and how to use their own frequencies and vibrations for them to help them in school and things like that, to deal with things and to take it a little step beyond that, that there's a higher knowledge for them out there to learn, to keep them active and learning more instead of going stagnant, and where it can just open up a whole new genre of things for them. I think that it teaches them that they have an inner strength and a power to
mm-hmm.
move the energy. We tried that last year at the tent and with dowsing rods. So if you've got extra dowsing rods, please bring them. That would be great, Delcy, if you've got some extra ones for that. That would
mm-hmm.
be super great. That would be super great. I think the kids that tried it were able to open and close on command the dowsing rods with their mind. And, one little boy, he kept doing it. He couldn't believe he was doing it. His mom was like, oh, my gosh. And it was like, it's just, it's the thought of it. Kids are just amazing. And it's all ages. They can be 2 years old and are already in tune to everything. And they know where they came from. So we just have to talk to them more about it. And your children are very in tune, artistic, very knowledgeable. And I wonder why, you know, between you and Jeff, you know, oh, my gosh. But they're great kids. They are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm looking forward to it. And the lecture is always good. I'll probably do a gallery reading with everyone and some Reiki incorporated with that to let each one try it on each other, energy work, to see how they feel. I'm going to try to ask a friend of mine if they'll let me use their tuning forks because I have not acquired a set yet. And I would like to bring them this year and use them for frequency levels on different. I think that you'll enjoy that. You always come to the tent. I hope you'll come by this year and let the girls and I work on you. So, and maybe
it's always
a
pleasure. Yeah. Now, getting her to stop for 5 seconds might be a challenge.
Oh, yeah. She never stops. She has roller skates on in the field. I swear she does. She's all over the place. It's like 1 minute she's there, and the next minute she's not. And she's clear down at the end of the field. It's like, I'm not sure how she got there, but it's totally, I know. Your mom and dad both are great. They're awesome people.
Well, thank you.
They really are. And they've done a great thing there, putting everything together, and it's just going to get better every year. It really is.
Yeah.
But,
well, they view it as they're stewards of the land, you know.
That's wonderful.
So,
Can you tell us what time everything starts on Friday and what time it will end on each of these days? And for those people that are out of state, I mean, Delcy, you know it as well as I do. There's been people from Massachusetts, Indiana, Arizona. I mean, they came in and then been on a trip to go somewhere else and stopped there for a day just to see Serpent Mound and to talk
with
everyone.
That's true. And we have some vendors that's even coming in from out of state, too. So Friday, we actually kind of start a little later. We start about 1 o'clock because we get everybody an opportunity to get, you know, get there and get their tents set up and everything. But we do go until midnight. 10 o'clock is about the time that the drumming starts. The Indian their drumming display or demonstration starts at 9, and then 10 is an open drum. And so we have asked them to stop at midnight. We were going in up to 2, and we've weaned them to midnight this year.
Oh, yeah.
It starts again on Saturday at 11 in the morning and again until midnight. And then Sunday it starts at 11 with some yoga. We have a yoga instructor that's going to start Sunday morning with a little yoga, a little music.
That's
and
great.
Yeah, isn't that going to be fun? I haven't done yoga in years.
Me either.
I'll be there with my...
It'll be fun.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, about 5 o'clock is when the booths can close down, but we'll do the closing ceremony at 8 o'clock. And so basically that wraps everything up on Sunday.
Okay.
So, you can find more information about us on serpentmound.org. So that's serpent, serpentmound, mound.org, O-R-G. you can also find us on Facebook. We have both a discussion group that can get rather chatty, and then we also just have a page. So if you just want to like our page, you can learn about upcoming events, meetings, or just information. So
and the beginning in the beginning on Friday, when will the beginning of it, the beginning of the ceremony start?
The opening ceremony, we have actually moved this year to the sunset so that most people can be there for the opening ceremony. The official opening ceremony will be around sunset.
Okay, that's great. I know a lot of listeners like to come for the beginning of it and then the end of it. You know, sometimes they'll come back. I just to know, you know, when it started actually for the summer solstice, to be exact, on the mound itself. And they get to travel the mound and walk it and feel all the experiences of it and the vibrations. And there's a lot of good things this year, so I can't wait. I'm excited, very excited. And if I will text you on Messenger after a bit, if it's okay, and we can get together and talk maybe tomorrow if you have some time.
All right, sounds good.
That's, thank you so much for calling in. I'm so happy you did. So, and looking forward to seeing you, too, next weekend.
Thank you, and you have a nice evening.
Okay, thanks, Del.
Thank you for
calling. All right, honey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, it seems like we're out of time now. But that's okay.
Yep.
We had to cover that.
Yes, that's a lot of people come to that, you know, from out of town, and it's really a good thing for family. It's changed a lot, and it's become more family-oriented now, which is good. And a lot of Native Americans, and just to hear the lectures are great.
Not a bunch of hippies, right?
Oh, well, yeah, you know there is. The drumming is awesome. It's totally awesome that night. The kids get to play the drums, and they get to hula hoop and things, and, you know, we like to tell the lectures come. I know. You're a hippie too. So.
Yes, I'm something.
I think we all are. You're a little bit hippie.
Right.
A little bit rock and roll. A little bit country.
That's right.
They're a little bit silly.
Well, let me play this song for you because it's about my friends, and that's how we'll segue out. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell everybody good night and thanks for listening. Thanks, Iggy.
All right.
In life. Gonna be true. It's always more fun when you do it with people.